From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian rebel groups say they have broken through areas around the northern city of Aleppo after fierce fighting since July 31st. The Istanbul-based National Coalition said that rebels broke Aleppo's siege on Twitter. The powerful ultra-conservative Ahram al-Sham group said on Twitter that rebels had seized control of Ramusa and the southwestern edge of the city and opened the route to Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports fighters of Jaish al-Fatah and the rest of the rebel and Islamic factions advanced and met with rebels inside Aleppo. Earlier reports Saturday said that a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters had almost taken complete control of the strategic northern city of Manbij that had been a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Belgian police say a man with a machete who yelled Allah Akbar was shot and killed Saturday, shortly after injuring two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said he is closely monitoring the situation. He said, "At the moment, I'm in permanent contact with security forces to monitor the situation and to evaluate whether additional measures may or may not be necessary." He said, "We are waiting for an update on the evaluation by the OCAD, or the Coordinating Unit for Threat Analysis." The Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bombing attacks at the Brussels airport and a subway station. The Islamic State group had claimed responsibility for the Brussels attacks. The attacker Saturday was shot and killed by a third police officer and later died at a hospital. This is VOA News. Competition is in full swing at the Rio Olympics, with the first gold medal of the Games going to American shooter Ginny Thrasher. The 19-year-old competitor in the women's 10-meter air rifle event edged two Chinese athletes to take the gold. Belgium's Greg Van Avermaet won gold in the men's cycling road race, while Hoang Soon Vinh gave Vietnam its first ever Olympic gold medal by winning the men's 10-meter air pistol. South Korea defeated the United States to take gold in the men's team archery event, while Argentina's Paulo Pareto won gold in the women's 48-kilogram judo event. Russia's Beslan Mudranov took the men's 60-kilogram gold medal. More medals will be awarded in fencing, swimming, and women's weightlifting. President Obama used his weekly media address to celebrate the beginning of the Olympics and call for all Americans to be getting behind Team USA in Rio. The president called on the country to cherish the opportunity to come together around one flag despite political differences. He also praised members of the first ever refugee team as the personification of endurance.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
The first family left Washington Saturday for 2 weeks' vacation on Martha's Vineyard, the family's last vacation of Mr. Obama's presidency. Chinese Coast Guard vessels, air patrols, and fishing fleets reasserted their disputed maritime claims in two distant areas on Saturday. The move came despite last month's ruling by an international tribunal that Beijing's territorial claims in the South China Sea have no legal basis. Japan filed a protest against China Saturday after saying it saw at least six Chinese Coast Guard vessels and more than 200 fishing boats near Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands. China also claims those islands. Japanese foreign ministry officials demanded that the ships leave the area, saying that three of the Coast Guard vessels were armed with what appeared to be gun batteries. Beijing responded by reiterating its position that the islands are China's inherent territory. The United Nations has suspended peace talks Saturday between Yemen's Sunni government and Shiite Houthi rebels. That came after rebels moved forward with a unilateral plan to appoint a governing council in areas seized since fighting erupted 2 years ago. UN Peace Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said that no date or venue has been announced for further negotiations. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.